Welcome to The Good Stuff. Yep, Mike and Kim along with you today to bring you 5 minutes of The Good Stuff.
Indeed. I've got a piece coming up called I'll Trust You'll Treat Her Well. So make sure you stay right where you're at.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County and Valentine, Nebraska areas. Well, coming up September 6th, yep, it's a barbecue cook-off, the Cadusa cook-off, with Kate Watson performing that night, hosted by the Valentine Chamber of Commerce. And then we roll right on into the next week where we've got another concert series in Valentine and more events. And don't forget, Cowboy Fast Draw, 3 days of action the 19th through the 21st at the Cherry County Fairground. Shooters from all over the Midwest will be coming to Valentine for the Heart City Roundup. So the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you.
Indeed we do. Let's talk about Tri-State Livestock News. Tri-State Livestock News, the cattleman's publication delivering comprehensive agricultural coverage. Folks, they've been doing this for decades. They blend vast readership and deep industry knowledge to provide exceptional news and insight. A publication with amazing credentials like this warrants your attention. Tri-State Livestock News, it's available every week. Go to tsln.com to get your subscription coming today.
Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. And Kim?
I trust you'll treat her well. I thought this was fitting because school is starting all across the land. World, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy dress with two blue eyes and a happy laugh that ripples all day long and a batch of light blonde hair that bounces in the sunlight when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well. She's slipping out of the backyard of my heart this morning and skipping off down the street to her first day of school. And never again will she be completely mine. Prim and proud, she'll wave a young and independent hand this morning and say goodbye and walk with little lady steps to the nearby schoolhouse. Gone will be the chattering little hoyden who lived only for play, and gone will be delightful little gamin who roamed the yard like a proud princess with nary a care in her little world. Now she will learn to stand in lines and wait for the alphabet for her name to be called. She will learn to tune her little girl ears for the sound of school bells and deadlines. She will learn to giggle and gossip and to look at the ceiling in a disinterested way when the little boy across the aisle sticks out his tongue. Now she will learn to be jealous, and now she will learn how it is to feel hurt inside, and now she will learn how not to cry. No longer will she have time to sit down on the front porch steps on a summer day and watch while an ant scurries across a crack in the sidewalk. Or will she have time to pop out of bed with the dawn to kiss lilac blossoms in the morning dew? Now she will worry about important things, like grades and what dresses to wear, and whose best friend is whose. Now she will worry about the little boy who pulls her hair at recess time, and staying after school, and which little girls like which little boys. And the magic of books and the knowledge will soon take the place of the magic of her blocks and dolls. And she'll find her new heroes. For 5 full years, I've been her sage and Santa Claus, her pal and playmate, her parent and friend. Now, alas, she'll learn to share her worship and adoration with her teachers, which I know is only right. No longer will her parents be the smartest and greatest in the world. Today, when the first school bell rings, she'll learn how it is to be a member of the group, with all of its privileges and, of course, its disadvantages, too. She'll learn in time that proper young ladies don't laugh out loud or keep frogs in pickle jars in bedrooms or watch ants scurry across the cracks in a summer sidewalk. Today, she'll begin to learn for the first time that all who smile at her are not her friends, that the group can be a demanding mistress, and all stand on the porch and watch her start out on the long, long journey to becoming a woman. So world, I bequeath to you today one little girl in a crispy dress with two blue eyes, a happy laugh that ripples all day long, and a batch of light blonde hair that bounces in the sunshine when she runs. I trust you'll treat her well. That's by Dan Valentine.
If you have something to share on The Good Stuff, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com and keep listening to this radio station for more of The Good Stuff.